At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about the issue of life, because I feel it's a very important issue, and it was covered in the debate. And as y'all know, I am very passionate about it. I've done 2 episodes on it already. So, buckle your seatbelts. This episode is called The Great Debate, Part 5, Life Begins at Conception. Let's get started. So, first of all, Harris has made some outrageous claims about the rights of unborn children. First, she claims that murdering your child in the womb is healthcare. She's not the only one to do that. A lot of leftists call it healthcare. But that is sick, no pun intended. That is just horrific to call that healthcare, because that's like calling euthanasia healthcare, which wouldn't surprise me if some people do. But either way, healthcare is supposed to be about your health, improving your quality of life. If I go to the dentist and I have a cavity filled, that is health care. If I break my arm and I get it set in a cast, and they do a follow up and then they take the cast off again, that's health care. If I am having stomach problems and they give me medicine for it to help keep it from getting worse, that's healthcare. Healthcare is not killing another child. If you shoot a man in the head, that's not healthcare. And that child in the womb has rights just like anybody else, as I covered in previous episodes. And then also, she had the nerve to claim you don't have to abandon your faith to support exceptions for certain atrocities committed to women that can result in pregnancy. I think that is just wrong, objectively, because first of all, as I covered in the second episode I did on this topic about the biblical arguments against abortion, the Bible says that the sins of the son should not be visited on the father, and the sins of the father should not be visited on the son. So to claim that you don't have to abandon your faith to support essentially giving your son the death penalty for his father's actions is like saying you don't have to abandon your fire safety training by running into a burning house and just breathing in as much smoke as you possibly can, or saying you don't have to abandon driving safety rules by going 100 miles an hour through a school zone. Like, to say that that's not abandoning all driving safety norms and regulations. So she clearly does not know what she's talking about on this issue, and the things that she is saying are just outrageously evil on this topic. I don't know how else to say it. And then the other idea that she's claiming is that women, quote-unquote, have to travel to other states to kill their children. No, you don't have to kill your child. You don't have to do anything, really. Well, I mean, if you want to stay alive, you have to eat, drink, and breathe, that kind of stuff. But, like, if you don't, well, you don't technically have to do those things either. Every action has consequences, good or bad. So you may not have to do anything in this life, but if you do or don't do certain things, you will experience negative consequences. And if you do or don't do other things, you'll experience positive consequences. That's the way that this world works. And that's the way God made it. For a reason. And so no, women don't have to travel to other states to kill their children. It's like claiming that people have to go on vacation, that they have to, that there's some law requiring that all people have to go to Florida on vacation. No, they don't have to. And actually, if everybody had to go to Florida for vacation, at least that would be better, because at least a vacation does not have child murder as, or murder of anybody for that matter, as an essential component of it. If you're traveling to another state to receive an abortion, you are traveling to another state to kill your child. That's not saying you're traveling to another state and it might happen, you might kill your child. If you're traveling there for that purpose, then that's guaranteeing it will happen. So she just doesn't, she not only does not know what's happening, not what she's talking about, but she does not care about the lives of preborn children. She claims to not care, she claims to care about genocides and murder of people around the world, as I'll get to in the foreign policy episode, but she clearly does not care about the genocide that's happening on our own soil against an entire group of people based on something they can't control, namely being in the womb, developing, because they are not developed enough to be born yet. So she claims to care about racism. Racism is hating people for something they can't control. And yet she's perfectly willing to hate people for something they can't control when it comes to those people can't control the fact that they're currently in the womb and are not born yet. And she doesn't say she hates them, but I don't know what else you call it when you advocate their murder en masse. You clearly hate some group if you advocate its mass murder. The Nazis clearly hated the Jews when they advocated killing them all. It's not rocket science. So then, the next thing she did was she fear-mongered about miscarriages. About women going to the doctor because they're having a miscarriage and the doctor being afraid to do anything. That's just shut up. Sorry, pardon my language, but shut up, lady. That's ridiculous. That does not happen. That would not happen. A miscarriage is not the same thing as the deliberate murder of a child. A miscarriage is when your body, like, basically rejects it, or the child, like, did not form properly in the body. It's not generally caused by anything you did. I mean, it might be in some cases, or there might be things you did that contributed, but, like, generally a miscarriage is not deliberate in nature most of the time. So the idea that doctors be afraid to help people having miscarriages, or women, actually, because it's only women that would have miscarriages, contrary to the beliefs of some on her side of the aisle, is just absurd. And then, yeah, there was also a bit of a discussion about the barbaric practice of partial birth abortion. The moderators tried to say that no child has been killed by that, but I have seen a statistic going around that at least 8 children in Minnesota died because they were born during botched abortions and were basically left to die. And then Trump did misspeak. He said the governor of West Virginia. He meant the governor of Virginia before Glenn Youngkin, Ralph Northam. He is actually recorded saying that we'll set the baby aside and deal with it later. So that's awful. I'm sorry. I don't know how else to say it. Human rights abuses. The left likes to talk about human rights, but they never talk about these human rights. So, yeah. And then the last major thing that came up that I can think of was talk about IVF. Now, IVF has been a divisive issue about among conservatives. I am against it. I don't think babies were supposed to be created in petri dishes. That was not God's plan. And IVF means commodifying the creation of human life. Because people buy these babies, basically. And a lot of times, IVF is also used by people who are indulging in certain sins of the flesh. And so you have two men or two women who are buying a child, basically, and depriving that child of the other parent. Children need both a mother and a father to be statistically in order to thrive. And if I do an episode about inner cities or something, I'll probably cover the fact that a lot of children in inner cities grow up in fatherless homes. But I can see why Trump supports IVF. I can see why he would campaign on supporting it, because that is such a divisive issue. And enough people that would vote for him support it. And enough independence that he needs to get in order to get elected support it, that I can see why he takes the position he does, that he's okay with it. But I am not okay with it, because it is an abomination before God. And so, to recap, Harris outright lied about miscarriages. She outright lied about the idea that women have to travel out of state to kill their own kids. She also outright lied, in addition to the moderators, about the barbaric practice of partial birth abortion. She tried to absurdly claim that you don't have to abandon your faith to support the quote-unquote exceptions in the case of killing a child for the sins of his father. She also claimed that women have a right to kill their kids because it's quote-unquote health care. And so I hope you've enjoyed this episode, or at least become more informed by it. And I hope you will pass it along to anybody that you know that might be interested. You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, and the RSS feed. And feel free to check out our Facebook page, where I will post announcements that I will also mention here about things happening in the community or things happening with this podcast. I hope you'll come back for the last two parts of this series. And have a blessed day. Thank you for listening.